Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It's Thursday, April 30th, and you're listening to the Big Call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in once again. And we're rocking and rolling with this thing tonight. So I've got some interesting information to give you guys tonight, and I look forward to that. And I'm looking forward to getting the call motivatedly starting, if that's a word. So let's go ahead, pray the call in, and then let's go to Sue for what should be another really cool teaching that Bob, Sue, and I can comment on, and everybody can think what they would say. How would you comment on this teaching tonight? So let's pray it in together. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for everything that we have, everything that we already are blessed with now, and thank you that we can thank you for what we have right now, and thank you that we can get an additional blessing soon and receive that soon so that we can thank you once again for that. So we're going to thank you ahead of time for the blessing that's coming. Give us a good call tonight. Thank you for everything that you've done to take us to this point and to take us from here into our reset and restart 2.0. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue?
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful day. Beautiful opportunity for us to learn more about God and God's Word. So thank you for bringing this teaching to us tonight.
That's so, the tone was very beautiful, Bruce. And it is a spectacular day. And it's a day to consider what I'm about to bring. Balancing your life. Blessed are the balanced. They shall outlast everyone. Your life is a pentathlon of five purposes, which you must keep in balance. That's interesting. Right, Bob? They're summarized in two verses, the Great Commandment. Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Matthew 22:37. The Great Commission. Jesus said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. Matthew 28:18. These two statements of Jesus sum up God's five purposes for your life. Love God with all your heart. You were planned for God's pleasure, so your purpose is to love God through devotion. Love your neighbor as yourself. You were shaped for serving, so your purpose is to show love for others through your service. Go and make disciples. You were made for a mission. So your purpose is to share God's message through your purpose. Baptize them into dot, dot, dot. You were formed for God's family. So your purpose is to identify with this through fellowship. Teach them to do all things. You were created to become like Christ. You were created to become like Christ. So your purpose is to grow to maturity through discipleship. Keeping these five purposes in balance is not easy. But you can keep your life balanced and on track by developing these habits. Talk it through with a spiritual partner or small group. Give yourself a regular spiritual checkup. Let me see, go to three. Three, write down your spiritual progress in a journal. Four, pass on what you know to others. Where's five? Oh, let's see five here. The reason we pass on what we learn is for the glory of God and the growth of his kingdom. Jesus prayed, "I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do, Father." John 17:4. That's part of why we're on this call. That's everything about a balanced life, to live a balanced life, live a balanced life on purpose. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Sue, that was a good one. Thank you for that. I like that. One thing to keep in mind, though, when talking to a person over 50 or 60 years old, try not to use the term pass on. Just saying. There you go. You got it. I like that teaching because it combined sort of our purpose with God's purpose for us. I love the concept of, love God with all your heart, your strength, your might, your soul, your mind, all of you. In other words, with all of you, love God. And then to love your neighbor as yourself. Well, who's your neighbor? And the answer is anybody other than you. So love your neighbor as yourself. Well, primarily, you've got to love yourself. Do you do that? Do you love yourself now? Hopefully, we all do. Doesn't mean we're puffed up or haughty or this and that, but it just means we love who we are in Christ. We love that we are who we are, and that we can show the love of Christ that comes through us, in us, through us, and then to other people, like you said, Sue, through service, through helping others, through serving others, through giving time and energy to things outside of ourselves. And then, of course, the whole Great Commission is a huge thing, to essentially teach people, make disciples of all men and women, and baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I mean, what's interesting about that is that was really a commandment given to the Jew. That's who Jesus was speaking to. And even so, that Great Commission won't truly be fulfilled until the Jew has that opportunity again. And they were supposed to not only disciple other Jews with the 144,000 that have been chosen for that, 12,000 from each tribe, that is future. That's not happened yet. That is still future. But those 144,000 Jewish evangelists are supposed to do that Great Commission. Now, well, how do we deal with it? Well, even though that was given to the Jew by Christ, it is something that we take seriously today and say, well, okay, I'm going to tell somebody the good news. I'm going to give somebody the gospel. And I like the gospel according to Paul, which is in 1 Corinthians 15. I've mentioned that before. Because that's the complete gospel that includes the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus and his ascension from the grave and all that. I mean, there's quite a bit that's included in all that. So, positionally, we are in Christ. We can use the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus, And we know him to be the Christ, you know, the Messiah, and that he's coming again. So there's quite a bit that we could add to this. There's quite a bit. However, I would say for us to acknowledge this five-sided pentagon of things is a good concept for us to use to love God and to love other people, to give what we want to give back to God. We can't outgive God, so we can do that. For our projects, those of us who are part of all this, we'll see that in each other and realize that most people, when they look at us and they see who we are and how we interact with them, hopefully they will see Jesus in us. Because like you said in the teaching, Sue, we are to, as Christians, Christian means follower of Christ. So as a follower of Christ, when somebody sees Sue or sees Bob or sees me, hopefully they're seeing Jesus in us. Because in a lot of cases, we might be the only Jesus that a lot of people ever truly see. So that's why this is so important for us, Sue, to have this what are we calling it? A pentagon.
Come on. Pentathlon. Pentathlon.
What? Pentathlon?
Pentathlon. Yeah, pentathlon.
Whatever.
Penta means five. Go ahead.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, I got that part. That, of course, I knew. But it's important to just carry that as something that we are aware of and that we should do as part of our everyday walk. And I thought it was a good teaching. I mean, you know, it's something that we can take and run with. We can actually do these things. And so thank you, Sue, for that teaching. I always enjoy these. And Bob, what was your take on this teaching? And maybe you have a story about this teaching.
Yeah, so thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. I really go into a very different type of state than, you know, is not my normal state during the day, during these times with these teachings. It's very, you know, because the day gets busy and you don't get a chance to just sit and listen to the teaching and listen to Bruce's comments about it and then just experience the whole feeling of it. And it's really, you know, to me, it's the best part of the big call is when we do this. And this particular teaching was, you know, I got to listening to, you know, the five things. And when I got to the first two, you know, to love the Lord and love your neighbor as yourself. And it came to me, so do you really want to love your neighbor as yourself if you don't yet love yourself enough that it would be beneficial for your neighbor? All right? And so I started thinking, so what can we do? And first thing I thought of, well, what self is it that I love? Because there can be many aspects to a self. And it's like it's obvious the self that I love is God's kingdom that's within me. And it's a gift from God, this kingdom. And because of infinity and eternity, it's possible for a small being like us to hold the whole kingdom within us. It's spooky. Spooky science at a distance, right? And in addition to this kingdom that's within us, it's actually ours to rule. We get to rule our own kingdom. And so if we're going to rule it, why not rule it according to the teachings of you know, disciples and baptism and teaching? And And then I thought, okay, so if that's the self that I love, well, it's the exact same self in my neighbor, because God's kingdom is the same in each of us. And so
right.
It makes it very simple in that regard. And I started thinking, well, if the challenge then is to really embody this and love yourself enough that you'd want to share that with your neighbor, what might you do? And so I started thinking, well, what would constitute making us, you know, inspired to do that? And we could begin asking questions. It's like, okay, so on a scale of 1 to 5, with 3 being right in the middle, 5 being great and 1 not so great, how loving am I? And start with how loving am I to God? Am I really doing it with my whole heart and soul and mind? And give yourself a grade. What number is it? And you can go from there to yourself. How well have you actually embodied this concept that you actually are the kingdom, and also for others? And if you have this Likert scale and give yourself a grade, if it's not straight 5 pluses right down the line, then what then? And I started thinking about this, Sue. I started thinking about havening. And
yep.
So started thinking about havening and how it can actually be a prayer. And because havening is like a prayer in the physical motion of it, and
mm-hmm.
I was thinking, why not use the phrasing that's taught in havening and the emotional freedom technique in this exercise of becoming more loving to God and yourself and to others? And this phrase came up for me, and I can imagine, I found myself doing havening and repeating a phrase that was something like this. I can't remember it exactly. And it was like, even though up until now I haven't been a perfect 5 in loving the Lord and myself and my neighbor, I now completely love and accept myself anyway. And the self that I love is the kingdom of heaven that's within me. And I'm so grateful now that I realize with this magical prayer, I can be perfectly loving all the time and feel totally peaceful about the whole thing. And then let's create some molecule of love and compassion, oxytocin, which is made in your heart muscle. So let's gently put our hands on our heart and push in and imagine a flood of oxytocin coming into our brain and cascading down all through our body and anchoring this feeling of love from oxytocin with the affirmation that we just created. I was like, okay, now I have this new havening technique that's a prayer that can actually help advance me in what's the most important thing in life: loving God, loving yourself, loving your neighbor. And anytime I might find myself slipping from a 5 to a 4, and God forbid a 3 on that scale, I can do that prayer again, rub my hands together and repeat that prayer until it completely becomes me, that feeling of love for myself and God. And as we say, that feeling is the prayer.
Good, Bob. Home run. Wait until you hear my segment. I can't, it's so good. Oh, wow. Amazing.
So anyway, Sue, that's what happens to me with your teachings. That's as I sit here, that's what goes through my mind.
So powerful.
Thank you, Bob. That's well said, Bob. That sounds great. Evidently, you've said something that's resonating with Sue and her segment tonight. And I can't wait to hear what that is.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Okay. Well, Bob, that was good. I like that. I do like that. And, you know, every time you mention havening, I start havening. And I think that's good. I do, Sue. Awesome. I do.
I know you both love havening so much. I'm so but I can't.
Right.
Can I go now? I'm bursting. I'm bursting.
No, not yet.
Okay.
Hold on one sec.
Okay.
I wanted to say one thing, and that was, if I can remember what I was going to say, Bob mentioned something. Yeah, you did talk about that. I've lost on my train of thought. So, Sue, tell us what you think of this. If I think of it, I'll mention it later. But tell me what you thought of this teaching and how it relates to you.
Well, I'll start with Bob because I love both of your comments, but Bob is closest, so that's where the memory begins.
Yep.
And what is cool, and I know Bob has read this in a book that he might be aware of that we're not going to mention. What happens when we're all in this state, and this is going to be the practical big call teaching segment between Bob and Bruce and I and all of you. When you're quieting your mind, like Bob said, and he's been in this really busy day like we've all been, and just everybody check in with yourself as I describe this. In contemplative neuroscience, when the brain slows down, you're activating the part of your brain called the default mode network, which is the deeper regions in your brain and where the part of the brain that's responsible for inner awareness, meaning making, and self-related processing takes place. It's a set of brain regions that, like, are your prefrontal cortex. I'm not going to go into. I don't want it to be super complex. But you're not focused on any external task. You're reflecting inward. You're thinking about yourself, others, meaning. And then you're experiencing, and we just saw Bob do this, integrating experiences into a narrative. It's basically your inner processing and integration system. So think about what Bob was talking about, taking prayer. When he was talking about havening, this is something you're going to see and we're going to want to bring into the world. Havening is about embodied. I'm going to go into it in my segment. Literally, the segment was all built on this. You're putting special chemicals into your body, and you're training your body, your nervous system, how to feel, just like Bob said, these states of deeper meaning, deeper love, deeper ability to re-script what you've learned. You move out of task mode, which is busy, busy, out there, do. And when you're in task mode, you can be kind of superficially connected. But when we come together on the big call and we do these teachings, we get to slow down and we get to feel each other, even at a distance. Just check yourself right now. We're like literally wiring the future of humanity into all of us, because from what Bruce's scripture, Bob's understanding of integration and havening and nutrition, and then me just coming around and tying a big bow around the two of them, you move from doing to being and sensing and integrating. And so when we get to be quieter, because you're not looking at faces, you didn't have to drive someplace, you're not like chatting, it'll like, how are you doing, da, da, da. We go into really deep shared coherence together. And so what Bruce said, and this is what we're doing all simultaneously, what the teaching said was to love God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul in this 10-15 minute segment. We've just left the outer world, reconnected inside of ourselves to witness, rewire, and collect all our consciousness in Christ into this collaborative understanding that it's going to be about going inside, reclaiming our authority, like Bob said, like Bruce said, going inside. The authority isn't outside of you. It's inside of you. And you can embody it doing things like havening. You're going to listen to my segment. God and faith is a living kingdom inside of you. And every week, this is Thursday, yeah, every week we come together to deepen and deepen that living kingdom so that all of us can go out into the world and be the embodiment through havening, through prayer, through scripture, so that literally our cells are shining with the neurochemistry, the states, just like Bob so beautifully captured, and so did Bruce, the states of love, well-being, and commitment to a new world. That's what we do. But it's because, now you have a little sciencey thing, it's because of your default mode network. So I'm closing it out right now. All you want to remember is to slow your brain down, however you do that, and feel that deeper connection to the kingdom within you. You can't think your way there. You've got to be your way there. Allow yourself to go into those deeper places. And that's what we do on the Big Call. So those are my comments.
That's good, Sue. Thank you for that. Yeah, that's good. And sometimes breathing helps you to get to that place.
Oh, yeah.
Right, Sue? That'll help.
Yeah. Everything. Anything you can do to calm your nervous system. And that's my big frontier. I have to work really hard. I get stimulated. And anybody that's really, you know, sharing their stuff with the world, I have to really, just so you, everybody, we all have our practices that we have to refine, hydration, nutrition, working out, your inner practice, whatever. But breathing is, yeah. I have to really work hard at breathing. I really do. I have to really pay attention because I can get
stimulated. Well, I appreciate that, Sue.
Yeah.
But thank you for that teaching and your comments on it. And Bob, your comments. The only thing I was going to say that I did remember was talking about, the only other thing I was trying to remember was the fact that, you know, we talk about disciples, making disciples, you know, and Bob has made disciples of all of us in terms of health and nutrition. It's a discipline that he has learned that he's sharing with us. And so to that extent, he's done that for, you know, 11, 12 years on the Big Call. And Sue, you've done that as well with neuroplasticity, brain science, coaching, teaching, your classes, everything. You know, you've You've discipled us in those concepts, in those ideas, you know, because, and we've learned that. So that's what I was trying to remember, that to that extent, we're all, in a sense, making disciples of all men and women.
And that's a brilliant comment, because it's going to be about integrating systems. We're now understanding and it's because you gave Bob and I the platform so we can bring the best new proven sciences of how healthy systems regain their health. That's what we're doing. We're rebuilding kingdom health because you gave it to Bob, and then you said, come on, Sue, let's do this. And that's what we're doing. We're building healthier systems. Yep.
I agree.
Very good.
Thank you. Yeah, it's worked out very well, I think, for us. And remember, Sue, learn, unlearn, relearn.
Yeah, so true.
And that's a process that we're all doing and we'll do more of. Well, thank you, Sue. Thank you, Bob. Let's move into prayer and praise and see if we have anything that we need to pray for tonight.
We have a number of prayer requests. I think like five. So here we go. Let's see what time it is. We'll do our best. Here we go.
Hand them over if you need. Hand one or two over. You're welcome to, Sue.
Could you please pray? I'll look for those. Definitely not this one, I don't think. Good afternoon. Could you please pray for my relationships with my two daughters-in-law? Both are pregnant 35 weeks. I love them incredibly and love to shower them with gifts. One accepts, one rejects. I pray to have a good relationship with both and to see my grandkids often. Shalom, Yolanda. Okay, this is for me. So let's everybody pray for Yolanda and her two daughters-in-law. Mm-hmm. Yolanda, I want you to imagine you're at a distance from them, meaning just see yourself in your space, and you're surrounded with Christ's love. And you're seeing those two daughters in front of you with your eyes closed, and we're holding this beautiful, perfect flow of love. Different people have different capacities to receive.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want you to imagine that you can see flowing out your love to the one that can accept a really deep, high, rushing, flowing current of love, and see that and just see how perfect that is. And now let's go to the other daughter-in-law. Remember, we're all praying with you. And what we're praying for and we're calling in Christ is to see how you adjust by sending her the perfect amount that she can receive without resistance. Mm. This is like classic healing stuff.
Yeah.
And so see yourself flowing the perfect, just adjusting it. So it's not just you on automatic. It's like you sensing her and seeing her heart open, like, you know, you can't overwater a cactus. Just see her heart opening and softening, and just see blessing these two daughters-in-law. And we see that the perfect adjustments are being made, that you learned the wisdom of watering for capacity, and that this is all healed and complete, and you're flourishing in your relationships with both. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen.
Okay, so dear brethren, I would like to request a prayer for my oldest daughter, Elisa Marie Serrano. She's in need of support. She's having some emotional issues while we are transitioning through this high recalibration energies. Good for you, Diana. Very appreciative, Diana. So we're going to pray for Elisa. When I get the one from you, Bruce, I'll give it to you.
Oh, Elisa, no worry, no problem.
Yes, Toronto, yeah. I just think her feminine, and Diana. And so I think there are a lot of people with this same issue. So let's see and call on Diana and Elisa. And I want you to imagine you can see Elisa like a beautiful column of loving energy, but it's wobbling from all the change, or maybe even just picking up the change that's about to happen. And I want you to see that Christ steps in behind her and see her nervous system co-regulating with Christ. Just see an image and give it to Christ of Christ is walking with her 24/7, sending her this really grounded stability. And there's lots of science that shows that even at a distance, if you were to see this image of Christ walking with her and stabilizing her spine, her emotions, and you imagine that the whole big call was seeing this with you, you're helping to stabilize her entire energy field, which is her biofield is what it's called, and her nervous system, and see that she's just feeling much more regulated. And we see that she is, that you're learning how to heal at a distance, that you're holding her in strength instead of reinforcing when she's in trouble. And let's see what happens in the next week as all of us pray for you. We've called on Christ. You understand the mechanics of how all this is coming about. And we see you both healed in Jesus' name and say amen. Okay, I think we have two more. Okay, here's yours.
Okay.
Oh. Pat recently lost her son, Billy, to rapidly spreading cancer. I want to surround her with God's love. From Richard. Go ahead, Bruce.
Pat has recently lost her who?
Son, Billy.
Billy.
Billy, rapidly spreading cancer. And this is from Richard.
From Richard.
Sorry, I gave the heavy one. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it is heavy. You know, anytime we lose somebody like that, especially a child or a son like that, it's major. It is such a thing that sometimes we just get exasperated. Our tendency is to go, why, God? Why did you let this happen? But we can't go there. We have to realize that we are in a failed system on this earth that we've been handed down, and it's, you know, we have God, and God is ultimately in control, but we need to realize that a lot of things that happen, we can pray and take care of, and God will heal, and other times, you know, healing won't come, but we know that it is God's desire to heal all, and in this case, since Billy has passed, we're sorry to hear that. And we know that it's difficult because this is a tough time of grief. But we're going to pray right now that as a result, that everybody can come together, celebrate his life, and realize that this is one of those circumstances that just could not, at this time, be fixed. And so we're sorry to hear that loss took place, but we pray for the rest of the family that surrounds Billy in this time as he moved on. And we just realize that it's not for us to condemn or blame. but just to realize that this is part of, unfortunately, this has been part of life. And so we thank you, God, for all that you're doing to comfort us and comfort the family of Billy at this time. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
That was beautiful, Bruce. Thank you.
Well, thank you, sir. Well, you're welcome.
So we have another. This is our last one, and then we go to Pastor Scott and Genia.
All right.
Could you please? This is coming from Carol in Australia. Could you please send prayers to Carmel Daw and Kya, K-Y-A-H Daw, two ladies who are extremely sick in Australia. So let's everybody move into that deeper space of deep heart and deep healing in Christ as we send from the United States a tidal wave of Christ's love and compassion to surround Carol, to surround Carmel, and to surround Kya. And we see literally their environment, their homes, everything they touch, everything they eat, everything they're taking in, filled with healing life force energy in Christ. And so however you see that Carol, who wrote this prayer, and the two ladies are being surrounded by a field of brand new, miracle-producing life force energy in Christ. However you want to represent that, see that. See that the earth is moving up their legs and all the way up through their body and through their top of their head. See that Christ's light is moving all the way down through their bodies and through their entire nervous system. And it's all being made new. They're connected to the med beds. They're just stabilizing with the right current of healing energy, thoughts, emotions, and practice. And you can tell them this prayer, Carol, to see and listen to this prayer and to practice it, because what you contemplate, you become. And by strengthening their own internal representation of their increasing well-being, their cells, their bodies, their nervous system, interpret that as healing light in Jesus' name. And we see you hearing and receiving great news about them getting stronger with every breath they take in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Now we're going to Pastor Scott. Tonight's prayer is short, to the point. Everyone in Big Call Universe needs to pray collectively for this blessing to go. That's going to be in my segment too, Pastor Scott. I think God will move 1 million plus Christ followers pray the same prayer. Embody the same prayer. We're going to do that. I love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. Oh, so good. Yes. And now we have Genia. Heavenly Father, thank you for the RV blessing. Help us live a life worthy of the calling we've received, loving and serving others with the RV blessing gift. Help us be wonderful stewards. Thank you for choosing us for a life filled with meaning and significance. Best thing to give to your enemy is forgiveness, to an opponent, tolerance. To a friend, your heart. To a father, deference. To your mother, conduct that will make her proud of you. To yourself, respect. To all others, charity. Benjamin Franklin. May God bless everyone on the big call, all the leaders and listeners, with health, love, joy, happiness, and financial stability. For Pastor Scott's family. Be thankful and kind. Have a safe and great weekend. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and amen. Everyone have a blessed week and hope and pray we get the 800 number by May 1st. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Jeannie. That was a good summary. And thank you, Pastor Scott. That's a great idea. Obviously, we have prayed for this to go through, but I think if we can get everybody to pray together. And, Sue, do you want to do that in your segment, or do you want me to do it in my segment, or both?
You can do it. We can repeat it. I'm going to do a version that I think I want to use to amplify it, and it's kind of connected. But you'll hear in about as soon as you give me the go.
Well, I'll probably do one at the close of the call when
that's
I pray
great.
The call out.
Yeah,
I'll
I think we
mine.
Should read.
Do
yeah,
then.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, very good, Sue. All righty. Well, thanks everybody for that, Sue. Your segment, I'm excited to hear what it is you'll bring to us tonight and what your plans are beyond this.
I am very, very excited about this because I was in a – been an interesting – when did I have? Yeah, it's been a really powerful week, and I want to thank all the people that wrote – about the quantum call we did on Tuesday night. I had a lot of people really appreciating, you know, getting ready for the quantum era and being quantum ready. The pod knows that we're having like a pop-up class because of what I learned on Monday. So we're doing that tomorrow night.
Right.
But guess where we're going to go tonight? And we're actually really, we're doing what we're going to be doing once this all goes, you know. This being in communities where you're resonating, and I'm going to call this stepping in, getting ready for May 1st, stepping into the era of wonder wisdom. Wonder wisdom. So I'm going to ask, does anybody know what a nanometer is? Does Bob know?
Bob knows. I know.
Okay, tell me what a nanometer is.
Well, I think a nanometer is something that is able to measure extremely small amounts. Like a nano something is extremely small. And I think it's something that's designed to measure extremely small things or amounts or
that's
whatever.
That's very, very good. So we're going to talk about something that I don't think very many people know about and that is involved in this project I'm working on. But here it goes. It's 1/1000000th of a meter. So small. Your brain almost can't picture it. So it's like your hair is about 80,000 to 100,000 nanometers wide. A strand of DNA is about 2 nanometers. But inside your brain, Bob is going to love this, Bob. This is so good. You can use this for... Hello, Boomer. Inside your brain, there's something called a synaptic cleft. It's just about, it's a tiny gap between two cells, two synapses. And it's only 20 nanometers wide. It's just super tiny. And every thought you have, this is where it's going to get really cool. When we unlock and understand, we have unlocked this stuff. This is going to get into quantum principle here. Every thought you have, this is for Jay and Kay in Arizona, and our conversation we had tonight. Remember how I told you?
And Leo.
And Leo, of course. Yes, and Leo. And somebody in, I think it's Minnesota. Every thought you have has to cross this space. So your mind is literally working across distances so small, they're almost invisible. But it gets better. There are different scientists that, you know, Charles Sherrington and Bernard Katz, who started talking about releasing neurotransmitters released in packets. He won the Nobel Prize, Bob. Showed that signals don't flow smoothly. They arrive in tiny packets. And that's what Bob's products do. They help the electrical chemicals, the neurochemicals, make the jump from one synaptic cleft, because it reaches a gap, it sits there, and then it has to require neurochemicals to jump into the next cleft. So they're mapping these connections, and they're finding out that the tiny gap is the most sophisticated communication system known in the universe. Inside of you. These things and greater shall we do when you own what is you. Here's what's happening. In a fraction of a millisecond, an electrical signal travels down a neuron, hits the edge, and stops. There's no bridge, but instead it releases thousands of molecules, neurotransmitters, into that 20 nanometer space. Are we in the era of wonder wisdom? Wonder wisdom. Let go of those timelines that try to treat you with fear, that try to tell you that there's anything special about you, that have locked you into a material universe that only has you seeing yourself as an object. You're not an object. You are literally one of the most extraordinary things in the known universe. And this is just me talking about my passion, which is neuroscience and system science. You're a walking, breathing, living producer of quantum thought. The goosebumps is every thought, every decision, every moment of love, clarity, or intuition. Intuition is that default mode network, getting out of the outside world, all the programming. You saw Bob do it tonight. This is where I go, Sue. When you get those little direct hits from God, pay attention. It's a conversion point. You're not a solid thinking structure. You're not this. You're not a body. You are God's consciousness moving through a body. And you have light, power, and capacity that we're now going to turn into a testimonial and offer and a closing prayer. So this is coming from the Sovereign Endowments. And you heard what that gentleman wrote on Tuesday night about everybody in America needs to have these, which was just so profound to hear. Can't wait for Bruce to be able to see them and read them.
Yep, me too.
So, it's a big deal.
I can't wait, Sue. I can't wait.
I bet. Sue and all, I've been challenged with a wife that doesn't believe in what we're doing. Those are people that are grounded in the regular consensus reality. Yeah. And it's been very hard to not take it personally or something if you are as connected. So I bought these to help me just prepare for what is coming and how to walk through that with more love and compassion. So he was doing what Bob was doing, I'm truly impressed with what just 2 minutes of repeated practice throughout the day has done to stabilize me more in Christ and to bring my nervous system and my outlook back to a deepening in Christ. Thank you so much for providing these. So here's what is so different about the sovereign endowments. And this is a really, if I were to tell you the futurists that are talking about the big thing they see happening with AI, with quantum computing, with all these things, the number one thing they point to is exactly what Bob was doing. People can have stuff up in their head, but they don't have it running through their body. That's embodied cognition. This is what we're doing. These are these new little refinements. So the way you get something to change, you think you're this person, you think you have this habit, you think you have this thought, you think you have this, many practices of 2 minutes. Somehow, these people are actually doing these practices. We have a meditation. You're going to hear a course that also has some other cool things related to the RV. But having something that's really simple to read with some cool stories, but then a very unique practice, I think that's what's making it so powerful. It's with titles like you've heard me say it, The True Beholding, The Enlarging. For some reason, Bob, Bruce, people are taking these and really applying them. That's the big part. You can read something, because I think it's because they're simple and they're precise. But now you know that it's also because you know that in a nanometer, you've got this little bridge, this one little thought. Or if you practice it 2 or 3 times a day, you keep practicing it, you keep practicing it, you take Boomer Boost. You're helping that synaptic cleft reach its light pulse. And that is neuroplasticity. That's how you learn. You've learned junk. Sorry. You're unlearning, and that is, you've got one decision to make. One. I've decided I am going to exercise my authority in Christ. That's it. It's not complicated. I have decided. But when you pair that with neuroscience that actually shows you, and you get like, wait a minute, I'm not just the thought that I think of, like I'm just my thoughts. No, it's how thoughts move through my system. It's how I become like a thunderstorm of clarity. You can talk at people. You can talk at them. What if you could have them embody it? What if you could show that if you do this, you're acting like your own precision Christ physician? You're encoding Christ. You're embodying Christ. And for any pastors that are out there listening, can you imagine what's going to happen when we take all Scripture and we get the health combined, the life science combined, the neuroscience combined, when everybody starts collaborating for the best. And that's what we're doing here. We're a prototype, the big call. So let's talk about the offer, and then I'll close with a prayer. So here's the offer. If you want these sovereign endowments, And I think of them as a very, and I want to thank Paul again for listening. Doug, I want to thank you for your contribution recently again. I just want to say thank you for pointing out that in 2.5 minutes, you can learn how to deepen and embody more Christ in you. And that is going to be the thing that is going to stabilize yourself, your communities, and your family. You heard this man say it. That's number one. So if you would like to get the Sovereign Endowments, it's $100. You get a 70-page book. You get class material with other cool things. I can't even remember what's in it. And a transcript and 2 meditations for $100. The Sovereign Endowments are the biggest piece. Send us an email to integratedminds, integrated minds, @hushmail.com. And just put endow. Realize, and we say it in the beginning of the book, this is not like other stuff. This is for humanitarian founders and people that are getting ready to found the new kingdom. Doesn't matter if you don't have a really big project. You're here to be able to walk into a store and do something to found a new world. That's who this is for. So that when people see you, they're going to go healthy, grounded, stable, graceful power and authority. None of this wobbly stuff. These are going to help you to get there. So integratedminds@hushmail.com. Now, that's your thing. Now, Bruce.
No,
so what we're going to do is we're going to be in this beautiful contemplative, which is your power amplified. Boy, I would love to hear it. If anybody's feeling how deep and coherent you are versus how you are in your everyday life, send an email. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to just sit in our light and our power as a community, just like Pastor Scott said. And I want you to see in that synaptic cleft. Imagine you could see it. This is just a little spark. But it's all through your mind. You've got 100 trillion cells being directed by those neurons and those synapses. 100 trillion cells. And right now, we have 22 million people. Maybe, hearing this, and all of us are seeing and pushing out, pulling in the completion, the landing, the bringing down into our bodies, onto the planet, 800 numbers, and the finalized go. To see it just coming down. Feel it coming down through your body. Don't see it outside of you. See it coming down and see millions and even more than millions people feeling our energy, like literally collapsing it down into the earth. See, that is done. You're already a part of it. It's already done. It's already complete. You're not waiting for it, praying for it outside of you. You're literally authoring it. You're literally with 20 million. Feel all the power in that. Feel how you would walk if you were beaming that, knowing you were part of a huge community and you were seeing it pixelate down into reality. In Jesus' name, we hold that We release any other timeline, any other interference. We hold that. We know it is done. And anything less than that is dissolved from our experience. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen.
That's it.
Thank you, Sue.
You're welcome.
Good prayer. Good prayer. Good concept. And that's. I'm glad you brought that. I'm glad Pastor Scott suggested it. Because we can do all things like that.
Yeah.
Through Christ who strengthens us. So that's good. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate
You're
that
welcome.
Very much. All right. All right. Well, I will recap that prayer in my closing prayer tonight. And thank you for it, Sue. That's really good. Now, as I say now a lot, don't I, Sue? Now? You're right about that. Now, as we turn to Bob. Bob, you've got a couple of things you might want to talk about with us tonight. And I know that you have a new sale that you just launched today, a small sale, but still important. So tell us what's on your plate for tonight, Bob.
So, yeah, I think we have a lot on the plate, but we have very good self-control, so we're only going to eat a small portion. And we're going to take our digestive enzyme to make sure that we digest food properly. We've already our gladiator barley to make sure our intestines are properly cleansed, so we have maximum absorption through the villi. But in addition to that, we do have some testimonials. And this one, let me just see here. Yeah, so this came yesterday from a woman that says, Boomer Boost is a great product for giving you important nutrients for energy throughout the day. I've been taking it for the past 10-plus years, and I'll continue to take it for as long as I live.
There you go. That's great.
That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And this one came in about Goodnight Formula from a man that says, amazing product. Works so much better than over-the-counter sleep aids, which keep you drowsy most of the day. Thank you, Boomers, for helping me sleep. And this came from a pastor. Pastors need their sleep.
That's right.
And this about digestive enzymes. I absolutely love these digestive enzymes. If I've had a heavy meal, the enzymes work magic. No bloating or heavy feeling. I always make sure I don't run out. They are a blessing to me.
Awesome. It's good. It's really good.
This one is very short but profound. It says, Myotrol makes me feel more observant and precise. Interesting. You know, we know Myotrol helps with neurogenesis and synaptic genesis and neuroplasticity and the body-mind connection. And some people get it to gain muscle and find out that it does other things as well.
That's it.
Then this one came in. This lady sent in a picture of herself with this 3-year-old child. And I thought that it was her child, but it looks like because she's 65 years old, I guess it must be her grandchild or somebody else's child. And she's talking about taking collagen. And she said, I've been using your collagen for almost a year, and I can see and feel a big difference. My hair is thicker. My knees no longer bother me during cold, rainy days. I'm 65, and I work out, for an hour and a half every day. I walk, run, and lift weights, and I feel great.
Awesome.
There you go.
That's
there's
terrific.
A there's a boomer mom, right, who uses boomer products, and she's at retirement age, and she still feels spry and young and great.
Yeah.
Love it.
Going strong at 65 and working out for an hour and a half a day.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep. Now, Bruce, you had mentioned about the sales, and
yeah.
We actually have the sales we've had going on are going to be going off tomorrow at the end of the day. So like 5 o'clock tomorrow night, we're going to turn off the sales that has the 20% off on Boomer Boost and the travel size Gladiator Barley and probiotics and lignins. And then also we have half off products if you buy 3 of these 8 products on sale, which is the heirloom barley, the collagen the lady was just referring to, the omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin D, ashwagandha, resveratrol, vitamin B complex, and olive leaf extract are all 50% off if you buy 3. You don't have to buy 3 of each. You can mix and match and get that, but it doesn't relate to the other sale that's 20% off. And then we just started tonight a discount on Good Night Formula, and right at the moment you can get the Good Night Formula at a discount, which brings the price to $25.46. And this is,
mm-hmm.
That's the price right at the moment for the world's greatest sleep aid.
It is that.
As we modestly but confidently can state.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
Yeah. And so that sale started today. It'll probably go on for about a week. And there's a limit of 3.
Okay.
Yep.
Sounds good.
And, you know, Bruce, earlier we were talking about the study that had come out regarding cancer treatments with
right.
a combination of the ivermectin and the mebendazole. And the study was kind of an accumulation of many years, but essentially they're talking about treating stage 4 cancer and the remission that was realized. And it turns out it's working for, like, you know, 84% of the people they gave it to. And these are both drugs that have been around for a long time. You know, ivermectin was first discovered in 1975, and, you know, the first 12 years it was used in veterinary medicine for things
right.
like heartworm. And then in 1987, yeah, they approved it for human use in 1987. And so it's actually a very, very valuable medication. And, you know, it's on the World Health Organization list, you know, as an essential medication. And the same is true with mebendazole. It's also on the World Health Organization for being an essential medicine. And it's been around, you know, going back to 1971. And both of these were designed, you know, for treating parasites, you know, worms, mm-hmm. parasites. And it
yep.
turns out that, you know, and this happens a lot with medications. They're designed for one thing, and then they find out later that they help with other things. And this is a case where a combination of two things is helping quite a bit with cancer. And, you know, it kind of, drugs like this got a bad rap, you know, during COVID, because people were using these medications and they were helping, yet there had to be a a strong and harsh condemnation of that practice, and people started referring to it on the news as horse medication. And, you know, why would somebody want to use horse medication? It was just, you know, it was just propaganda that was actually cruel.
Yeah.
Cruel propaganda that damaged people. And so now we're starting to find that, you know, it's becoming researched and accepted. And a lot of people now have medications like this in their first aid kit, in their medicine cabinet. And, also wanted to say this, Bruce, because we talked a little bit about a woman who had lost her child. And,
yes, Billy.
That's a, we've had that experience at Boomers in working with so many thousands of people now. We've had numerous parents that had lost a child, and we actually had one woman who lived locally came to visit us after she had lost a son, and we helped her, and she then moved away to be with her other son in a different state, and he also passed away.
Oh,
and they were both in their 30s. And came back again to St. Pete, and we helped her some more. Really beautiful soul. It's very important for people to take care of themselves after a death of a loved one, particularly a child. And we saw how important that was with a gentleman that was brought to our office, and he had been in the Vietnam War and suffered from severe PTSD and had seen children die in the war. And when he got older, and not long before they brought him to see me, his son died, and he had accidentally killed him with the lawn tractor. And so he was having a rough time, and one day he went for a massage, and he had a massive somato-emotional release that was not tended to appropriately, and he ended up with extreme catabolic autoimmune disease that, when they brought him to see me, he had rheumatoid arthritis all throughout his body, and he could barely walk. And he had numerous other autoimmune diseases, and when, including his pancreas, had been consumed by T killer cells. And he had diabetes, and he also, when they got him to my office, those same immune cells were dissolving his brain. And so we were able to see how devastating losing a loved one that can be stacked upon other traumas, and how bad physically it can damage people, and how important it is to care for those who have lost loved ones. And we were able to care for this man using craniosacral therapy for the immune system. We were able to get his thymus to agree to attacking his body, and it did. And he learned the emotional freedom technique from us, and we helped him actually through his prayers to be able to pray for his son and feel his son's essence through his prayers. And he was able to get back to life again. But the whole point being, for whoever might know this woman who lost the son, do everything in your power to support her, as we did tonight with prayers. And anyone else that knows people who have lost loved ones, give of yourself, as we discussed in the opening teaching, love thy neighbor, especially when they're in that time of need. And in regard to cancer, Bruce, you know, yes, the ivermectin is, and the mebendazole is showing promise. There's a lot of other things people can do, including, you know, make sure that that people don't lose their muscle weight if they're going through treatment for cancer. We now have, a certain solution for that using Myotrol and Gladiator Barley. People can actually gain muscle weight while they're going through treatments. And we know that hyperbaric oxygen works really well to assist, and so does blood cleansing technology like EBOO, which cleanses and ozonates the blood, and also full plasmapheresis, where you can actually have your own blood plasma replaced by a synthetic blood plasma that gives you a complete fresh start in terms of toxicity in your blood. And we also know that certain red light therapies at certain frequencies for different types of cancer is very helpful. And we've also seen many, many times people using Curcumin Pro from the Curcumin Pro company, and we had great results in that regard. And with knowing these things, along with what we just talked about with that study, can be very helpful and can be essential in life-saving, particularly maintaining muscle weight, because a lot of these treatments have the ability to help with the cancer, including conventional treatments do, but they're so harsh that at 60% of the time when someone dies from cancer, they die from muscle wasting. And the treatment's just too much for their body. And the combination of Myotrol and Gladiator Barley and a diet that has the right amount of protein and good fats and low glycemic index carbs can be extremely valuable, especially if it tips towards the ketogenic aspect that tends to starve cancer. And so that's all I wanted to say for tonight, Bruce. And it is right now 31 minutes after 10.
10:31. All right. Well, thank
you,
Bob.
Like an exchange. 10:31 exchange.
Yeah, 10:31 exchange. Yeah, that's good, Bob. Good. Well, we won't go into the 10:31 exchange. That I'm glad Bob knows about it. But thank you, Bob. You know, I like the fact that we've got two sales that are going on that end tomorrow close of business. Okay? So take advantage of those two. Remember, one sale is 8 products that have been selected, 50% off if you buy any 3 in any combination, any 3 or more of the same product or a combination, 2 or 3, or all 8. Maybe you want all 8 at half price. And you can do that as long as you take advantage of it by close of business, say 5 o'clock tomorrow, Eastern time. But most people do it online, and they can do it even now or overnight tonight if they want to. The other sale is 20% off of 4 powdered products. Boomer Boost. Don't want to mess this up. Boomer Boost and the trial size, if you will, the starters of Gladiator Barley, which are travel size, half the size of a normal canister. It's for people starting out with Boomer Boost and Barley, meaning Gladiator Barley. So those are half size, and those are 20% off. And then, of course, lignans and premium probiotics. Those 4 powders I take every day in a drink, in a water shaker bottle, and I take those 4 together. Of course, I'm taking Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley normally now for 10 or 11 years now. About 11, I guess. So those are 20% off. Now, the newest addition, which will go for about a week, Bob said, is Goodnight Formula, which ever since that new formulation, which has got to be 5 or 6 years now, it is, without a doubt, the best sleep aid out there. And it works beautifully. Does for me every night. I take it every night. And that product is on sale at 15% off, which gets the product priced down to $25 and change. Maximum limit 3. Limit 3. And I'm down to 3, so I may just do that and grab 3 more at 15% off. All right, so how do you do it? How do you get there? Go to BigCallUniverse.com. That's my website. When you get on the homepage, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's website. Boom, click on it. Boom, you're in Bob's site. You can see the product menu. You can see the on-sale drop-down. Click on it, and those products will show up. That's one easy way to find them. You can go through and look at the entire product offering at Boomers and see quite a few things. You know, I love the fact that we've got B-Complex. We've got vitamin C, we've got D3, we've got omega-3, you know, we've got zinc, and we've got so many cool products. And then you get into resveratrol, you get into ashwagandha, you get into olive leaf extract, all of these, you know, we've got plenty. And I just love it. I've got a full supply. I like at least 2 backup for every one I've got on the counter. At least 2 backup. And, you know, I think this is something we're all involved in. We're all able to help keep our bodies strong and fresh and keep our longevity going. And you know what? Even after the med beds, we will still take a certain number of these products for maintenance. Even after the med beds, we'll still take some. We might not take every single product, but we'll take some product. And I know I'm going to continue to take Goodnight Formula. Oh, I just love it. And my dreams, I get some really good dreams. Yeah, I have to get up in the middle of the night once to go to the bathroom, come back in, jump back into bed, boom, jump back into that dream state. Get another REM state in or two before waking up in the morning. So, highly recommended. Now, what about if you have a question or an issue? You can call customer support at 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that number's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. And like Bob said, he's in beautiful St. Petersburg, Florida, on Central Avenue. And he is in the Eastern time zone. So, take advantage of the last day of those 2 sales, 8 products, half price, mix and match, any combo, up to all 8 products if you want. Multiple. If you want multiples, you can. And then don't confuse that with the other 4 powdered products that are on sale at 20% off. All right, so check all that out on the website. Put an order together. 98.85% of people make their orders online, in the site, in their cart. Boom, they're done. All prices are reflected. All the sale prices are reflected at checkout. Okay? So take advantage of it while you can. All right. So thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. Let us delve into where we are from an intel point of view. Let's start with the cryptocurrency bill or act that is still lodged in the Senate. Now, we had been told that it was passed. We had been told there was an executive order for it and that it's a done deal. At this point, I don't think that's the case. I don't think it's a done deal, except that President Trump did have a signing of certain executive order or orders today at 2 p.m. Eastern. It was not open to the press. He had another meeting at 3, and I think it was like a, well, it's hard to say what the meeting, who the meeting was involving. He had one at 3 and one at 4 o'clock in the afternoon today. So one at 3, one at 4. And then the signing of this executive order or executive orders was at 2 o'clock, but not covered by the press on purpose. It was closed to the press. Now, what in the world did he sign? I don't know. What did he sign? I don't know. Maybe it was some kind of an override for the Clarity Act, which is the Cryptocurrency Act, right? There are several things that have gone through or are in the process of going through in Congress. But I have to tell you, President Trump was, I'm going to say it in a nice way, highly ticked off. Substitute a word for ticked, highly ticked off today as a result of the fact that the Senate had not passed that Clarity Act. And I don't like to get political on the big call, but I have to tell you, this is the kind of thing that has to be brought out and talked about, because and I cannot say it's all Democratic. Primarily, yes, it is Democratic. But we have at least 7 Republicans that are rhinos. What do you mean rhinos? It means Republican in name only, that vote with Democrats, that don't vote with Republicans, and don't vote with what President Trump is trying to pass through. So it's a shared thing, and I don't like it. I don't like hearing about it. It makes us upset when we know that the agenda is good, things are moving forward, that we are trying to get this thing done. But what's happening in Congress is they do not want us to have the money. Primarily Democrats. They don't want us to have the money. They don't want us to have this. They don't want us to have the RV. They don't want us to have the tariff dividends. They don't want us to have money because they can't control us as much that way. So I'm going to suggest this. When the midterm elections come around, or you have an election for mayor or for city council or for governor in your state, I'd think more than twice about ever voting Democratic. Some of you guys say, oh yeah, but Bruce, my grandfather and his father and they were all Democrats. Well, that was a different party back then. That was a different party, and I know that. It was different. And listen, Republicans aren't the pure as the driven snow by any means. And in some ways, it's the lesser of two evils. but I know that President Trump is God's chosen man for this job as president, and he is absolutely doing what had to be done and what needs to be done in this country. And my full support is behind President Trump, First Lady Melania, and his cabinet, because they are on the right track. They are doing the right thing. This conflict with Iran is almost over, for all intents and purposes. President Trump has solidified peace in at least 8 different situations, with maybe 2 more to go. And he, believe me, he knows what he's doing. He does. And he always comes out after the fact, and you go, wow, you know what? He was right. He did the right thing. We can say that over and over. And I'm tired of Democrats stealing elections like they did in 2020. I'm tired of socialist agendas that do not serve the American people. And I want you guys, as Big Call Universe, to take all of this in. If you don't already know it, you should by now. And watch for changes to take place. We are looking for EBS, EAS. I don't know exactly when it's going to kick in, but when it does, it's going to be great. I think we're going to learn things. Many of us know it already, but it'll be good because a lot of this country is asleep. This country is still asleep in so many ways. I urge you guys to pay attention. I watch Newsmax and One America News. Those are the two that President Trump likes, and I like them too. Those are the only two. Hopefully you have one or both of those. All right, let's move beyond that, my political diatribe. I just feel like it was important to speak that, you guys, to tell you President Trump is not happy. Now, when is all of this going to be settled? What we're hearing is, I'll start with our newest timeline. Starting tomorrow, the 1st of May, the QFS system is to be fully integrated so that all of our bank accounts are completely integrated on the quantum financial system. We thought that happened a couple of weeks ago because I remember saying it on the big call. But evidently, it's not finalized, but will be tomorrow. May 1st. What else? I'm being told that even though this Clarity Act has not officially passed through the Senate today, that it should be done by Monday, and that we would be getting our 800 numbers sometime between Monday and Wednesday, which is Monday would be the 4th, I believe, 4th, 5th, and 6th of May, and that everything should go, let's just call it early May. Now, you guys, I told you Tuesday, I always get squirrely when we get right toward the end of the month, thinking it was going to go in April. And here we are on the last day of April, April 30th, and we're being stonewalled by our own elected representatives in Congress. Ask yourself, do they care about you? Do they give a flip about your life and our new lives as we move forward with this reset? This is a global currency reset and a complete restart for us and for most of the world. And I can see why President Trump was, quote unquote, highly ticked off. Substitute a word for ticked. And I don't blame him a bit, because I think enough is enough. This has to move forward. It is the plan, and it needs to come to fruition. We need to see this come to its rightful conclusion so that we can get toll-free numbers, we can set our appointments, we can exchange our currencies, we can redeem the ZIM, and get started on changing the world, one project, one person at a time. That's what our goal is, and we will do it. When Jesus said, let's go to the other side on the Sea of Galilee, he said, we will go to the other side. He didn't say, oh, we'll see what happens if a storm comes up. Oh, we'll see if the winds and waves don't obey me. He said, we will go to the other side. And he did, and the winds and the waves did obey him. He calmed them with his voice. He spoke to them. We are going to speak tonight to those things that are not as though they were. Because that's how we believe for things that are not yet seen. We speak that. So I think we shall do that in a couple of minutes. We will pray. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that's pertinent to this. We know that Redemption Center leaders went in today, but there were not, rates were not on the screen. We have a new prime minister, not Sudani, for Iraq. I'm going to try to think of how his name is pronounced. It's Ali Al something. I don't want to miss it. So I'm not going to even say it. But he is probably handpicked, and we might have had something to do to handpick him to be in that position. And he is already in place. Even if you don't see him seated yet, he is seated. And we should have new rates on not only dinar, but all of the other currencies Sunday night when the Forex comes back up. And we should have those reflected Monday, which is the 4th of May, at the Redemption Centers. So, did we get pushed another week? Didn't happen this week. Then I sure hope that everything is on tap, that we get this Clarity Act done, even if President Trump has to override it or somehow with an executive order. Maybe something along those lines were signed today at 2 o'clock. I don't know. It wasn't designed to be put out. The press didn't attend. They were not allowed to attend. But we'll see what, we'll find out at some point. We'll find out what happened. In the meantime, Sue is offering her sovereign endowments, which is a great concept, something for all leaders and founders need. And it's known as ENDOW, endow, is what you put in the subject line when you send Sue an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. It's $100. It's two classes combined as an audio link that you'll listen to, and includes a 70-page booklet that you will download in print. So you'll have that to refer to and read even as you're listening through the call or separate from that. Now, if you have PayPal or don't have PayPal, let her know in the email. Put your name and your cell phone number in the email in case she needs to contact you. She normally will not. She'll only email you, but in case there's some issue, she might text you. Send that off. Let her go ahead and do those tomorrow. So send those off today and let her work on those and get those out to you. Extremely important and valuable for you. Can't believe it includes a 70-page booklet. All you do is print it out, and then you'll have that too. So take advantage of that. Take advantage of Bob's, the two original sales we talked about for the last few weeks, because they end tomorrow at 5 o'clock. And then the brand new 15% off on Goodnight Formula will probably run for about a week. So take advantage of that. You can combine and put that in your sale online. Remember, these are three different sales. And read about that when you go to bigcalluniverse.com and you see the banner for Boomers. Click on it. It'll bring you right into Bob's website, and you can use the product menu and pull down on sale tab to check all the details about the sale. But take advantage of it. And I do want to pray out this call, but before I do, I want to thank everybody. Sue, marvelous job tonight as always. Thank you for the teaching, the prayer segment, and for your segment. Really, really cool. Very good. And thank you for that. Thank you, Bob. We appreciate that reference tonight. Thank you for talking about the two products that work together, ivermectin and the other one I have a hard time pronouncing. Those two products, thank you for that. It does really do a very good job on multiple types of cancer. Isn't it interesting that ivermectin and the other one were shut down during the con job 19 in favor of going to vaccines that did not help and, in fact, hurt a lot of people? But that's coming out now. We knew it 6 years ago, but it's coming out now. Isn't that interesting? But let's do this. Let's move beyond that, and let's get into thank you, Jeannie. Thank you, Pastor Scott. Thank you, Doug. Thank you, GCK. That's all. And thank you, Big Call Universe, for listening to us and believing along with us. And thank you, satellite team, my SAT team, for getting the call out all over the globe. Appreciate that very much. And you know, we've talked about dunamis, meaning power. Dunamis. What about power and authority that we have with the name of Jesus? Power and authority. Dunamis is power. Authority is exousis, spelled in English E-X-O-U-S-I-S, meaning authority. Authority, power and authority. We have that with Jesus' name, the name above every name. And that's how we're going to pray and speak this RV blessing into existence. So let's pray. Pray the call out. Lord God, we come to you frustrated, ticked off, because our own Congress is holding this up. Even banks don't want this to go, certain banks. But we know that you are over all. And we thank you that you have positioned us in a situation of authority where two or three are gathered in your name, that you are there in the midst of us. Well, how about 20 or more million people gathered together in your name, agreeing on anything on earth and it shall be done in heaven? That's who we are, Big Call Universe. We thank you for the numbers of people that have listened to this call, that are here just to the final end, to pray this call out. And we speak that this gets resolved, the Clarity Act gets resolved one way or another, and comes through, as we've heard, it should by Monday. We speak that it does occur by Monday, and that we get notified for 800 numbers to happen in the first Monday, Tuesday, and or Wednesday of this week coming, the 4th, 5th, and 6th of May. Lord God, thank you for everything that you've done to bless us to this point, to give us the information that we have. Now help change the minds of men and women that are holding this up, and give us a breakthrough, a final total breakthrough of this global currency reset and revaluation of all these currencies. And we thank you and give you praise and thanks in advance for this, that we all together agree upon, unified, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, everybody have a great week, and we will talk to you Tuesday night on the big call. Don't forget to get in touch with Sue by email and take advantage of the last day of the sale tomorrow on those two specific sales at Boomers. All right? And God bless you guys. Thank you for tuning in again, and we will see you on Tuesday night. God bless.